Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. My name is Lisa Urbanski, co-host of the show, and today we have a special treat for you. I have a special guest joining us. He is Robert Rehm. So he's from a small town, and he grew up in Indiana and has made it to the soundstage of Dr. Phil. So he has been working with Dr. Phil for the past 23 seasons as his on-air fitness and nutrition guru. So he transformed lives in over 90 episodes. Once an overweight kid himself, Robert leveraged grit, science, and nonstop study to become a certified nutritionist, strength and conditioning specialist, best-selling author, and host of the podcast RR Live Wellness Unfiltered. So when he's not coaching Wounded Warriors, touring Gold's Fitness Gym, or fine-tuning a tour-level golf swing, Robert's mantra is simple: maximize your genetic window of opportunity, body, mind, and spirit. So grab your notebook and maybe your heart rate strap, because the man who rewrote daytime TV's weight loss playbook is here to help you crush your excuses and claim peak performance. Before we get started, I want to say thank you to Spreaker and iHeartRadio, and to our audience and our fans who are out there listening. Please do not forget to like and subscribe before you leave today. How's it going, Robert?
Good, Lisa. Thank you for having me on. And wow, that guy, I'd like to get to know that guy. That was a great intro you put together there. Was awesome.
Yeah, well, it's you. It's all stuff that I grabbed about you.
Yeah, that's
You got
it.
to
That's
own
it.
it. You got to
Yeah.
own it, Robert. Own it.
I do own it. All 42 years of it, Lisa.
You're 42 years old, hey? 42
No,
years old.
I've been doing this 42 years.
Oh, you should have lied.
No. You know what? That's a good point. Now, here's the thing. That's good that you brought that up, because I used to like kind of avoid the age issue thing because of coming up and it's like,
Oh.
the fitness and the wellness business is for young people. Now, I just got Medicare last year, so
Wow.
I'm working with people half my age, and now I sing it to the hills. So I'm kind of, as Dr. Phil always told me, he said you're a walking billboard for your business. So here I am.
Yeah, it's true. You look great.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate
Yeah.
that.
So why don't you tell the audience a little bit more about yourself in your own words?
Wow. Well, listen, I grew up in, like you said, I grew up in a small town, Elkhart, Indiana, which is the mobile home RV capital of the world. I went there till I was 18. I went to Ball State University, and I got out of Ball State University on a Saturday, and on a Tuesday I was on the road to LA. And I spent
Wow.
37 years of my life in LA. I loved it. I loved it, but there came a time when, I'd pretty much done everything that I needed to do in LA. I did a lot of stuff. I've done some great things with my life. I'm very blessed. One of the things you mentioned was Dr. Phil. I've been with Dr. Phil now for 23 seasons. When I was in LA, I was actually the personal trainer and nutritionist for Dr. Phil and Robin. I've been on the show. I conducted all of the weight loss challenges for the Dr. Phil show, probably about 15 of them. I've worked with hundreds of guests, and through that, I've had so many other opportunities in the media, like, my gosh, The Doctors, CBS Early Show, Rachael Ray, Fox News Channel. I mean, there's just been so many, it's kind of endless. So I've had all this media experience, and what I'm really proud of, Lisa, is even though I've had all this media experience, most people that have had that experience kind of get away from the mainstream and are not on the ground floor every day. I still train 30 to 35 people a week. So I do all this stuff, and people wonder, well, Rob, how do you do all that? Well, I just do it. I just do it. I have a podcast now called RR Live Wellness Unfiltered. I'm four episodes in, but I've done different variations of this podcast since 2013. I just published what I call my second and a half book, because I published a book with Meredith 19 years ago. And then I was a contributor for one of Robin McGraw's books, which went to number one New York Times bestselling list. And now I just came out with my brand new book, Anti-Diet, The Paradigm Has Shifted, and I'm really proud of it. And there's a little story behind that book. Maybe you can ask me later. I like the story. Some people may not like it, but I like the story behind it.
Yeah, we'll save that. We'll save that for the end. We'll keep the
Yeah, so
listeners waiting.
yeah, it's pretty cool, and it's kind of like it's indicative of our industry. And one of the things, the main things that I want to do, Lisa, I mean, America is, our healthcare is in shambles. We spend more money exponentially than any other country in the world. And right now, the ranking for America for healthcare is number 37. I mean, that's a disaster. We have 75% of Americans overweight, obese. We have 50% of people with either full-on type 2 diabetes or the onset with insulin resistance, which is one step away from diabetes. Our nutrition program, if you can call it that, 70% of our nutrition plan in the United States is full of ultra processed foods. That's like 7 out of 10. That's 70. Like you take 100 meals, 70 of them are full of ultra processed foods. You got kids with fatty liver disease now, which used to be a late stage disease for, really, really high intensity alcoholics. We spend 70% of the world's pharmaceutical budget is from the United States, but we're 4% of the world's population. So clearly, what has been going on in wellness ain't working.
It's not, you're
Yeah,
right.
it's not. So I had to, I'll tell you the story about the book later. But what I did with this book and what I do with my work is I reel this in. I don't get into all the fads because, everything's there's so
There's so
much.
many fads. There's so
Yeah,
many fads.
there's so many fads, and the focus is always on making money and profits and not on healing.
Yeah, not
So
foundation. I agree.
no, no. So that's a brief synopsis of what I'm about. And I've been doing this for so long. I've seen this go through different stages. I like to tell people I'm old school meets very new and cutting edge school, because I keep up in it. All that alphabet you see behind my name is all current. So I keep my credentials up, because I think that's just really important to do for legitimacy and the level that I work and the people that I work with. So I've been doing this for so long, and people think like, oh wait, Rob, isn't it time to slow down? It's like, no way. I'm ramping it up bigger than ever, because I've got all this behind me and I've got a foundation to really do something with this and change the world. So that's where I am.
Where does your passion for that come from?
Well, it probably starts with, if you take a look behind me there, that's me at 13 years old. That's me. I was a heavy kid, and I was, I grew up in the 60s and into the 70s, pretty much the onset of, these ultra processed foods. Everything became convenient. And it's an interesting story. And, I tell this a lot. My mom fed me really good. I had a great upbringing, and I had a great childhood. I mean, I was a happy kid, but I just loved to eat. And I loved all the colors of the processed food, the McDonald's, the Dairy Queen. I mean, I just loved it, and I loved it. And I didn't feel at home like I was getting enough of those treats. So I had a lawn mowing business, and I had a paper route back then. So I always had cash. I'm like, well, if I'm not going to get it at home, that's what I'm going to go spend my money on. So I ate and ate and ate because I could. And I was always active, and I was in sports, and I got heavy. I was a skinny little kid till about 10 years old. And about 10 years old, my weight started to skyrocket, and I got really, really, I got big. And between that and about 10 and about 13 was right around where you see that picture behind me. And it was working for me then, because not only was I skilled at sports, but I was bigger than everybody. So I could hit the ball further, I could throw the ball further, I could hit anybody, and I could, I would play basketball, I could just bump everybody out of the way and just, But then there came a point when everybody caught up to me, and I got slow. So I think my passion comes from the fact that even I gained all that weight and I got really strong and it worked for me, but then it didn't work for me. And I fluctuated all the way through school, all the way through college. So about the next 13, about the next 11 years, basically, till I was about 24 years old, I fluctuated. And then, by the grace of God, I got an opportunity to teach aerobics. I mean, that's another story that might be interesting to your listeners about how I got into that. But I was invited in to teach group classes in the onset of aerobics in the 80s, and that changed everything. And I've not looked back. I've never had a weight issue as an adult. As a matter of fact, I'm in better shape now than I was in my 20s overall. So.
That's a typical, I feel like these days is, we learn the things we on no, we first, what we do, we unlearn and
Yeah.
then we learn. And it's like the unlearning phase is so friggin' confusing. And then we
Yeah.
learn what really works and what's really good for our bodies. Would
Yeah.
you tell us, like, what are, like, I don't know, top two or three misconceptions about the health and nutrition world?
Well, number one, I think we can all c come to terms with the fact that diets never worked. Hence,
Oh my God. Amen. Thank you for saying that.
hence the name of my book, Anti-Diet: The Paradigm Has Shifted. Because I'm trying to think about, like, titles are so important for books, and I think, like, okay, I need to make a statement with this title, and I did. And Americans and Canadians, I think everywhere around the world, we've been fooled by the fact that this is somehow some sort of a temporary thing. It's like I used to say, diets are temporary plans to yield temporary results. Well, you go on a diet and, like, wow, you lose this weight, and you feel great, and then you go off a diet and you're like, okay, where's my exit plan? Where do I go from here? And the diet leaves you hanging. It's almost like they take you to a dance or a ball or something, and you think you're gonna have this great night, and they just leave you there. And that's what the diet industry does. And now, I mean, this might be controversial for some of your listeners, but now you've got the onset of the GLP-1 shots. Same thing. It's just me it's the medical industry taking over and the pharmaceutical industry taking over for the failure of diets, because the jig's up. Everybody knows diets don't work. So now you go and you get this shot and you lose, the weight that you lose, over half of it is muscle, which is metabolic machinery. So what you do is you lose all this weight, you lose your metabolic machinery, then you go off the shots, you gain the weight back. 75% of the weight that is lost is gained back. And these are not my stats. These are out there. Anybody can Google these. And so you've got this kind of mega diet thing going on steroids now that people are really clamoring to. And the side effects and the whole thing. So getting back to your original question, which I've already forgot what that is because I'm so lost in what I was saying. But it's sort of like, what gives me the passion to do what I do is that people have been misled. They continue to be misled. And that's why, I mean, here in America, you used to say the figure 20% of Americans get the recommended amount of exercise per week. That's not very much. I would venture to say it's more like 5 to 10%. And the rest, 90 to 95%, everywhere. And I work with people in Canada too. The same things, I mean, at least the people that I've worked with kind of get into there's the same pattern going on there. Is people lay out because they know it doesn't work. And the people that need the help the most are not spoken to. There's this handful of people, and everything is, all the messages are external. Well, you want to look good. Well, of course, everybody wants to look good. But you,
Duh,
like you,
right?
Yeah, like you said at the beginning, though, like with what my mission is, if you work from the inside out, if you're working from the inside out, body, mind, and spirit, your look will come along for the ride. You've got to internalize this and internalize it, and you've got to make it mean something to you. There has to be something at stake. There has to be a standard that is kept, or need, or that a bar that needs to be raised, and that you need to get to that bar. From your own perspective, for your own self, for your family, for your friends, for the people. So the quality of your life is there. And like I said, the look comes along for the ride. That's really kind of the end, that's a byproduct of taking good care of yourself. So that's where my passion comes from. Mainly that people have been misled, and I know it, and the industry knows it. So somebody's got to take a stand here, Lisa.
Yeah, and I love that you're taking that stand. And I also asked you about misconceptions, and you just highlighted those so brilliantly in that there's these misconceptions of these fads and these diets that they're going to help us and that we're going to do it for a period of time and then we're going to change fully. But what you've illustrated so brilliantly is that it's a foundational thing. You got to work from the inside out. And as you start working on those things from the inside, then you transform like a butterfly. And suddenly
Absolutely.
you feel and you look effing amazing.
Yep,
I love
exactly.
that.
You know, one of my some of the chapters in my book, I mean, you know, I talk about logistics, which is what most of the industry talks about out there. Like, what do you do? Well, before
Yes.
you get to what do you do or what are you supposed to do, whatever that means, and then you've got all kinds of, you know, different theories on that. Before you get to what do you do, what about you just need to do? Because there's
Yeah.
all kinds of logistics out there. There's tons of information. The problem is nobody's absorbing it and internalizing it and making it their own and putting it to work. They're not executing. So some of the chapters in my book are like body image versus self-image, the self-esteem project, the eight elements, the RR eight elements of life and longevity, where I talk about purpose, I talk about relationships, I talk about, you know, waking up with just some kind of a mission in life, honing
Yes.
relationships, making your life mean something. And you know, when something means something to you like that, you're going to take care of the vessel that produces it, which is your body, mind, and your soul. So, one of the first chapters in the book is called Marketing. And I basically talk about, and this is actually the first episode, which is doing really well, of my RR Live Wellness Unfiltered podcast, is I talk about marketing is the has been the demise of wellness in our country, because we got no problem with promotion here, but we don't get results. It's all promotion, it's all profits. A lot of people are making a lot of money on sickness,
Yeah,
you know,
it's
just
true.
enough to, you know, making people sick and making people need, you know, to go to doctors and relying on the pharmaceutical industry or whatever, and they're making tons of money. But everybody's getting worse. They don't want to kill you. They just want to make you sick enough to keep you alive, but you still need all that stuff. We need to take it back to self and work from the inside out. I did another podcast where I talk about, hey, look, if we could get a 20% improvement in metabolic health in this country, how the world would change. If we could get a 20% improvement in metabolic health worldwide, how much would the world change? We'd all see the world from a different perspective. We'd all feel better about ourselves, which would make us feel better about each other. And we wouldn't have a lot of this craziness that's going on.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. The collective consciousness. Yeah, so true. I want to hear your story now. You got to tell us your story, the story that we've
About,
been waiting to hear, your
okay,
book.
so a book. Okay. All right. So I've been in the media a long time, right? And I know how it works. You know, you get an agent, you get a publisher, you do the whole thing, and you know, blah, 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 and they want to sell your book, right? But you know, the process is, it's sort of like, you know, you've got to go through the publisher, and the publishers and the agents or whatever, a lot of them kind of mold your book. You take it's like kind of like a lot of, I hear this for a lot from music people. They take your art or whatever, or they take your project and they mold it into what they think will sell.
Right. Yeah.
And you've got people calling the shots, Lisa, that have no idea what's going on the ground floor of wellness. All
Yeah.
they think about is like what they can sell. Well, the backstory to that is, if you go in any bookstore in the United States or probably Canada, you've got tons of quote unquote wellness books that just sit on the shelf. They've got dust on them, because the people that green light those books through publishing companies don't know what the F they're talking about. They
True.
want, they are coming in with, you know, back when I wrote Makeover Your Metabolism back in 2006, I mean, I got a really nice book deal because of my platform. And I will compliment once again, as I did in this book, I will compliment Meredith Books, because they let me write pretty much the book that I wanted to write. They had a couple things that I didn't so much agree with, but for the most part, I wrote the book I wanted to. And it still sells. That book sells 19, it's 20 years later, 19 years later, that book still sells. Robin's book that I worked with, What's Age Got to Do with It? That book still sells because, again, we got to kind of write the book that we wanted to. So fast forward, I move here to Franklin, here in the Nashville area. I've got this great platform. I've been doing this a long time. And so I get the big New York agent. And I get the big New York publicist that's kind of helping me along. And we write the proposal. And I go through the whole process of it. And it's like, this is basically a 2-year thing. The first 2 years I was out here, actually, the first 3 years I was out here, because it took about 3 years to ramp all this up by the time we went through the, and everything kind of changed with COVID and slowed things down and modified things. But basically, long story short, it was about 3 years for this process. And I wrote this great proposal. The original name for the book was one of the chapters, now Body Image versus Self-Image, the Self-Esteem Project. And we went out to the top 12 publishers in the United States, got great feedback from 8 of them, got a meeting with one of them. And I'm not going to mention the publisher's name or any of these names. Had this meeting. It was a Zoom call. It was supposed to last 30 minutes. It lasted almost 90 minutes. Guy takes it back to his team. I'm thinking slam dunk. He doesn't have me to do what I'm doing right now to talk about it. He has to sell me to his team.
Right.
Thumbs
He's
down.
channeling you.
Yeah, thumbs down. He can't do it. Nobody's me. They can't do it.
Exactly.
So it's like, okay, I see what's going on now. I see the writing on the wall. I have the ability to write my own book. I said, and I'm going to be nice. I'm going to use nice language on your podcast, Lisa. I said,
Thank you.
screw this. So I have a team. We had just created the Revive and Sustain Wellness app. I said, well, I'm going to write the book that I want to write. And I
Damn
laid it
right.
out and we wrote it in, some of it had been written. It had been years of, of work that had gone into the book. But basically the crux of the book was written in about 5 to 6 months. And we published it 3 weeks ago. And people are already getting great reaction from it. And it's got everything that I wanted in the book. I published the book that I wanted to publish because I know what's going on. And that marketing chapter illustrates kind of this story and some other stories about marketing in wellness. But I'm elated that I did that because I probably could have gotten, probably transferred and got another agent, gotten some publisher to do my book, but then I would have had to do the book that they want, the book
Exactly.
that I want. So I'm ecstatic about that,
Yes, I'm giving you a high five.
right there, that's how
Nice
you know it,
job.
at least in life, sometimes when you want to get something done and you want to get something done right, you got to take the reins and do it yourself. And that's the same thing with our wellness. You want to get it done, you've got to do it. And so I'm proud of the book. I'm proud of the work I'm doing. I'm proud of the work I've been doing, and I'm proud of what's going to be coming from here because the best is yet to come. Because I've got all this great experience and all this knowledge, and I ain't done yet. I ain't even close.
Well, that's so damn inspiring because I know I've read so many biographies. I've talked to so many other celebrities about their experience with the world wanting to change them so that they fit this paradigm, so that they're a certain way to sell them.
Yeah.
Like you took the damn reins and you're like, I'm not doing that. I'm taking my power back and I'm writing my own darn book. So I love that. So your book, The Anti-Diet, The Paradigm Has Shifted, that is out now.
Yeah, it's out now and it's on Amazon. You can type my name in and or you can just type in the title of the book and it'll come right up and you can get a Kindle version or you can get the the kind that you can hold in your hand. And most people, it depends. Some people like to hold it in their hand, some people like to read it on the computer, but it's available in both formats. And yeah, it's pretty cool. And it's just part of what I'm doing now. I'm just elated that you understand where I'm coming from because it's you get it. I can tell.
I get it. I get it. I'm curious. What do you like to? I like to hold a book and I like to smell it. Something about the smell of the pages. I just love it so much. What about you? How do you read your books?
You know what? I like both. For some things, I like to look at the, I like to look at the colors and the brightness of the computer, but then there's nothing like holding it and flipping the pages. So I do both. I mean, I've got books that, I've got my, library here behind me, and I've got some books that, a lot of courses that I do because I do keep up with my certifications. A lot of that I do online, and there'll be like books that are online because I can just do it all at once, on the computer or on the screen. But I like both. I mean, I love to read. And I'm also from the school, Lisa, of thought that the more I know, and I know a lot, I don't know everything, but I know what I know. The more I know, the more I don't know. Because
Yes.
the more I can learn, the better that I can serve the people that work with me. And like I said, I've always, and I always will, and I vow this, and I've said, it's not the first time I've said this on air in a show. I will always work with individuals to keep myself in touch with the people. That's really important because you got tons of people on Instagram right now that are just looking at their scripts, staring into the camera, and maybe they got some really good lighting or whatever, and they know everything and they don't know crap. And they're giving information out there that's just perpetuating what I've been talking about for the last 30 minutes. So I'm proud of that, and I'm going to stay that course because that's who I am and that's what I do.
Beautiful. In the last couple of minutes that we have left, why don't you talk about your new app?
Oh, the app's great. The
Yeah.
Revive and Sustain Wellness app, and it's the same thing. I created an app. I took because there's certain apps that are like fitness. There are certain apps that are nutrition oriented. There's certain apps that are like meditation and mindset. There's
Yeah.
certain apps that are motivational and inspirational. I basically put together all of that in one app. So there are when you get this app and it's you just go to reviveandsustain.com and you go and you can pull it up right there. There's monthly packages and then you can buy for the year. And once you have it, you have it. And there's like 14 what I call courses, but they're not really courses, Lisa. They're like mini podcasts. They're audio visual and like there's everything from my signature plate structure system to what I call my RR push pull press circuit training system, to the other things like what I call the RR lifeline of action. I talk about critical decisions, which is the new paradigm for choices. Critical decisions drive our habits, which drive our momentum in either direction, and thus create our outcomes. There's a whole course on that. There's a course on the eight elements of life and longevity, which I've already talked about, body image, self image. All this kind of stuff. So again, working from the inside out. And we have a habit tracker on this app where there's certain habits that we've plugged in there. There are like 10 of them, but we can also customize your habits. So we can say everything from like, hey, you want to practice your short game in golf to like, I want to tell my mom I love her 3 times a week. It's like you
Right.
can customize your habits. We have habit tracking, we have food tracking, journaling. Inspirational stuff. We have blogs. I mean, this app is loaded. Same thing with the app, Lisa. I got my team together, and I want to really take this opportunity once again because I want to do this everywhere where I can. Praise my team because I have a team that really understands me, and that's a very important synergy too. Because I've had a lot of projects over the years where I've worked with different people, and this team really, like my team gets me, and there's a synergy, and there's a common ground, and there's a common goal, and there's a common understanding of what really needs to be done out there. So I appreciate my team, the Revive and Sustain Wellness team, and look, we're looking to make things happen. We're looking to really make a dent and change the world because, like I said, it can be done, but the way the wellness and the momentum of the wellness industry, the way it is right now. There's certain people that are going to make a lot of profits, but our healing is going to get, it's going to fall off the cliff. It's going to get worse and worse and worse because you talk about 75% of Americans overweight and obese. Soon that's 80. 10 years
Totally.
ago, it was six, 10 years ago, it was, 60. Now it's 75. It's probably 80 at this point. I mean, it's like these numbers are going to continue to go up, and the modalities that are out there are clearly not working. They're just perpetuating the profits for the people out there that are benefiting from people that are just sick enough to be sick, but they're going to keep them alive so they can keep feeding them whatever they feed them. and keep making the profits. But it's not about healing. I'm about healing. That's it.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for showing up today, for being so inspiring. You're inspiring so many people to just be themselves and own that. There's
Yeah.
so much power in knowing nothing, in knowing that we know nothing at all. I love that.
Right.
I have a sticker on my laptop that says that. So
Oh,
thank you
that's
so much for
awesome.
being here. Yeah, thanks for sharing all that stuff. And I just loved it. Love you. You're just amazing.
Well, Lisa, you were fantastic, and I appreciate you having me on. And I want to share something with your audience. I started this kind of podcast tour for the book. You're the first one I've done. So,
Oh,
yeah.
that's
So thank you.
awesome.
Great experience, and I appreciate being on your show, and the fact that you're doing great things out there too, because you guys are, and you guys keep up the great work, because somebody's got to do it.
Thank you so much. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. You just heard from Robert Reams. His book and his app are going to be linked in the show notes for you guys for easy access. But take your power back, guys. That's a big lesson. Listen to Robert. Listen to Robert. Until next time, I'm Lisa Urbanski with The Advisor. Bye for now.
All right. Take